This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to a very exciting beginning here at Pilsner Work Inspired, the opportunity to be able to explore the wonderful Chag of Pesach Haba Aleinu Latova from a PWI style, right? Which here in the Beis Medrash of Pilsner, the Beis Medrash of Rav Gerzi, to be able to see and understand in depth the connection between Parnassa and the different chagim and different stages that we go through throughout the year. Just before we begin, we'd just like to dedicate this year as being given the nishmas, a very special Yid, Rav Shalom Alter Mark, Rav Shalom Alter Ben Menachem Mendel, right, who was a very special Yid who survived the Holocaust and the Zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael, and to be able to build a mishpacha and Dari Doris and all of the learning and the inspiration and transformation that will be done from this year should be a Lili Nishmas's Yortzeit as on the 25th of Adar. Welcome everyone, our on-site Bnei Chabur here at the Beis Simcha Cafe. There you go. For those of you who are not able to make it in person, joining us on live stream to be able to at least see the coffee, it's worth coming to Ramat Beit Shemesh just for the coffee. Just for the coffee. And for all of our listeners around the world, to our Anytime and other platforms who are joining together with us as we go through this journey, it's very special. It's very special to be able to share the light of the Pilsner Beis Medrash. Rav Gerzi, of course, many of you know, right, Talmidim of Rav Gerzi, who will be joining us throughout the series, is not going to be here together. If you haven't yet noticed, he's not sitting next to me for this intro here. But really, the aura of Pilsner, the Beis Medrash, with tremendous hakaras hatov, right, to the Beis Medrash and to the Kollel and the program that's been taking place here over the past year. And very exciting what will be starting after Pesach within the global Chabur, really what you're going to be able to get a taste of as we go through this Pesach series, the opportunity not just to hear some nice ideas in a Parsha Torah, right, or a fascinating discussion in a podcast, but really the opportunity to be able to see what's been taking place here in the Beis Medrash, to be able to go through a topic in Torah through Chazal, through the sources, Avodas, to be able to take with us, to be able to implement into our lives. But Ezras Hashem, this is what we're going to be doing after Pesach in the global Chabur, as we're going to be exploring in depth topics of work, topics of money, topics of wealth, topics of finance. It's very exciting, Be'ezus Hashem, and each one of you who are going to be tasting with us today should enjoy the tam and invited to be able to join us with us as we journey together after Chag. So it's interesting, this topic, Pesach and Parnassa. And I was having a conversation about this with someone, and I would say that when we're thinking about Pesach, perhaps you might even think to take Pesach and to limit it to the topic of Parnassah is perhaps a bit imprisoning, right? As we know, is Yidden, Pesach is something, right? It's our oxygen, right? Pesach is it gives us chius. It's our birthday, right? It's everything. Pesach is everything. And the truth is that it would be imprisoning. And even here in Pilsner Work Inspired, I'm to be broken, going to say, to think that Pesach is just about Parnassah is imprisoning. That is not the intention, right, of this year. However, at the same time, what we want to do here together is to understand that for so many people, when they hear, both of them start with the same letter, when they hear the pay of Pesach and the pay of Parnassah, the only thing that they can think of what they have to do together is the fact that Pesach costs a lot of money. You know, it does. It does, right? Pesach and Parnassah. I need all the Kimcha de Pesach, okay? I have to be able to pay for everything. You know, already the conversations as we roll into Chodesh Nisan, what, the kids get out of school, why did they get out of school so early? Are the pre-Pesach camps, how are we going to make everything work? And it's a bit of a chaval, it's a bit of a shame, right? Because the truth is that there's so much of a deeper connection, right, between Pesach and Parnassah, and that's what we're going to be doing here as we explore and excavate this topic together, right, to be able to see how Pesach and Parnassah and the themes of Parnassah and work are something which is embedded throughout the Chag. So that therefore each one of us, as we go through the Chag, and I would say even not just as we go through the Chag, as we prepare for the Chag, right? If you're the type of person who's going to be finding themselves preparing for Pesach, not just when you're cleaning in your house, right? But you're going to be in the office, you're going to be behind your desk, you're going to be behind, you know, whatever you're doing for work. And you might be thinking, okay, how is this anything to do with Pesach? Right? Besides the fact that I need to have money so I can pay for my matzahs and pay for the afikoman presents and so on and so forth, you know, and the vacations and going away. I understand, but what does my work, what does my involvement in Parnas have anything to do with Pesach? Right? It's my hope, it's our hope, and it's tefillah, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to get there, that throughout this series that we're going to understand that there's so much depth to it. And what we're going to be doing, just to give a quick outline of this series, is that as we transition from Purim, right, into Pesach, right, we're going to explore what does it mean, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, how to understand the Hachana process of Pesach and how that connects to Parnasa, right, traveling into Shabbos HaGadol, right, traveling into Pesach, looking at Leil HaSeder, or the fundamental mitzvahs of Matzah and Maror, right, and the Arba Kosos, Stipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, Shvi Shal Pesach, right, to be able to give us a way as we go through from Hachana through all the way from the beginning of Pesach to the end of Pesach, to be able to give us a way so that we're able to connect in a deep way, to be able to understand what's taking place, and as we always do here, right, in the Chabura, to be able to walk away with practical tools, right, in Avodah, so that we're able to tap into the koichos of Pesach that are there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect in many aspects of Avodas Hashem, but also in the area of our Parnasa. Alright, so the truth is, how do we start talking? I just mentioned it a few seconds ago, right? If we're going to talk about Pesach, we can't talk about Pesach before talking about Purim, right? Because we know that from the Gemara speaks about this deep connection, right, that exists between Purim and Pesach. The Gemara in Megillah, right, Daf Vav Amud Beis, is being darish a pasuk that we know from Esther. We just read it. The Kayim Aleim Liois Oisim Es Yom Arvasar the Chodesh Adar Ves Yom Chamisha Asar Boy. Right, that we should be Mekayim, right, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, V'chol Shana V'Shana, in every year. And the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Vav Amud Beis is discussing, right, what happens. What do we do in a situation, right, where we have a leap year and there are two Adars in terms of when do we celebrate Purim? And we find, right, there's a machlokes, right, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, right, so we see over here that v'chol shana v'shana, ma'chol shana v'shana, right, so we see over here, Adar samach l'shvat, af kan Adar samach l'shvat. So we have one shita, that when we're saying it should be v'chol shana v'shana, that it should be in every year, right? So every year, literally the Megillah is talking about every year. But the drash over here is just like it's in every year, we find that Adar is connected to Shvat. So too, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Isi are saying that we should celebrate Purim connected to Shvat, which would mean that we would celebrate Purim in the first Adar in a leap year. Then we have the Shita of Shimon ben Gamliel, Sabar, v'chol shana v'shana, ma'chol shana v'shana, Adar Samach Nisan, that in every year we find that Adar is connected to Nisan. Afkan Adar Samach Nisan. So too, we should have Adar connected to Nisan, and therefore we should celebrate Purim when? And this is the way that we pasuk in the halacha, where we should celebrate Purim in the second Adar. So the Gemara continues, Bishlam Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosi, Mistaber, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, right, says it's Mistaber time of the Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, because of the fact, right, that we have a klal when it comes to the Torah that we shouldn't be Mavir and Mitzvahs, and therefore if we have an opportunity, right, to do something sooner, to do it afterwards, right, we see that we don't want to pass over a mitzvah, and therefore we shouldn't do it first. El Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my time, and so what's the reason Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds of his opinion? So I'm Rabbi Tabi, time is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because Mesamech Geula LeGeula Adif. Because even though we have this principle of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, we have another concept here, right, which is brought down and we hold this way, is that we want to connect the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach. Right, Mesamech Geula LeGeula Adif. And much has been written about this. It's written about the Halacha, it's written about, right, in the Svar Mekdoshim, Svar Pnimim, about what's really the deep connection, right, between Purim and Pesach. The fact that we have to have this connection on the calendar year. And what they're explaining is that there's a process which is unfolding, right? And it's a deep Torah, right? There's many aspects of it. But just to speak about one angle that we spoke about within our Purim Shir, it's not too late. I believe it's still on a It's on YouTube. It's still on the channels. People can get access to it. And if you haven't yet seen it, it's never too late to connect to Purim, especially because we're speaking over here about a hachana for what we're doing over here. So we have over here a very insightful Torah from the Sfasemes. He's speaking a parsha, Zachar Tuf Reish Mem. And the Sfasemes says, V'yimea Pesach Mis'oyer Shoresh HaGa'ula B'yoyser, that we know that the Zman of Ga'ula, right, in its highest form, right, what's the root of all Ga'ula comes from Pesach. V'amalek Yada V'heven Kivi Yetzias Mitzrayim Yitzchasku B'nei Yisrael L'doris Oilam. And Amalek, right, that Koach of Amalek was able to sense this, that through Yetzias Mitzrayim B'nei Yisrael were becoming strong. And therefore, the chemiyava amalek levatel v'lahachlish koch yitzias mitzrayim la'arei beistanu. And therefore, because of that, because of the tremendous potential, so Amalek came, and Amalek went to be mevatel and to weaken that koch that we have. Shelo lios achuzim b'shorash hanisim, so that we're not going to be fully connected, not fully holding in the root of nisim. So says the Sfasemes, l'chein koydim yimei Pesach hiktimu chazal parsha zachar. So therefore we find that takana, that before we come to Pesach, we have this mitzvah of parsha zachar. The Sfasemes goes on to explain as well, the shtalshlus of how Purim, right, came at particular at that time. And what the Sfasemes is saying is something very profound. It says that we know that when it comes to this mitzvah, Zechiras Amalek, we say that we should remember that which Amalek did to us, right? Mitzeischem Mitzrayim, where we were Badech Mitzeischem Mitzrayim, where we were coming out of Mitzrayim, where we had this tremendous experience of Geula, and through that, right, we were Mischazik, right, to be able to reach our potential. Amalek came Dafka to be able to break that and to be able to weaken that. So too, what we do each year is Bederech LePesach. Right, to understand that as we're moving towards Pesach, right, and the Sa'ara of Pesach and the Sa'ara of Geula that each one of us is able to tap into when Pesach comes around, in order for us to be able to fully experience Pesach, first we have the mitzvah of Zachar. First we have the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. First we have a Purim. So therefore we see that Purim itself is part of the Hachana of Pesach. How this ties into the realm, right, of finances, and how it ties into the realm of money and parnasa. So as we explained in our Purim Shir, right, that one aspect of removing the klipa of Amalek was for us through our Purim to be able to absorb an abundance mindset, right, to be able to have a healthy relationship with Shefa, right, and to be able to block those things and the klipa of Amalek which is blocking Shefa. Right, and the concept that we're going to be rolling with over here is that as we've gone through that experience through Purim, and we've been able to connect ourselves more to this abundance mindset, that sets up the stage for us, so that therefore as we roll into Pesach, right, and all of the bracha connected to Parnasa that's there for us on Pesach, we're going to be able to connect with it. So where do we find, just to now jump into this topic, right, that some of you might be thinking about, okay, it's very, very nice, but where do we find this connection between Pesach and Parnassah? So really it's found in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, right, Mishnah, that we find that there are four times in the year, right, that the world is judged, right, but Pesach ala tvua. And when it comes to Pesach, there's a type of a judgment which is done on the grain. Batzeras ala peros, when it comes to Shavuos, connected to the peros, to the peros ha'ilan, to the fruits of the trees, Rosh Hashanah, kol bayolim, oivin, lefnei kamei maran. Right, so that we're familiar with, right, that's the one most people relate to Rosh Hashanah. We're speaking over there about our Rosh Hashanah in terms of people being judged. And then the Chag Nidona Lamayim, referencing to Sukkot, right, being judged on water. So the question over here is, what does this mean that Pesach Nidon Ala Tvua? So there's a Torah from the Bnei Yisachar, right, in Mamari Chodesh Nisan, where he explains and really reveals for us a bit of the dynamic. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, to understand the dynamic of that's being expressed there in the Mishnah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being judging the world on Tfuah Davka on Pesach. So the Bnei Yisachar says, "Poiskin miloimer geshem b'chag Pesach." We find right? That we know when it comes to davening for rain, we start davening for rain on Sukkot, and we stop davening for rain on Pesach. So, the tzaddik says that hinei geshem hu parnasa, because we know geshem, right? Connect, he quotes the Gemara in Tainus, right? That speaks about and highlights this, right? The connection, right, and between geshem, rain, right, and representing parnasa in the world. And he says that hinei achilas matzah lechem oini hu skula leparnasa, that when we eat matzah on Pesach, that itself is a skula for parnasa. Ki me achilas mitzvah zu nimshach parnasa me achilas matzah zu mitzvah zu, both through mitzvah and matzah, right, nimshach parnasa lechol hashana, that through eating matzah on Pesach, that enables us to be able to draw parnasa into our lives for the whole year. The whole year. This is what the Bnei Yisrael is talking about. And therefore, we find that on Pesach is the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, is judging us, right, and is having a judgment on the tefuah, and he brings a remez. V'alkein, we find b'gematria that the gematria of matzah lechem oini is a gematria of geshem. Right, the 343. That if you do the gematria of matzah lechem oini, you're going to find that it's the same gematria which is being meramez, that on a spiritual level there's a pnimi connection between eating matzah and gashmias, right, and drawing in shefa. I think when you read this Torah and you think about what he's saying something very profound. And this is something that we're going to build out here today. Is that the Zman itself of Pesach is a Zman of Parnasa, and through the Achila of Matzah, we're going to speak a little bit to suggest why a little bit later, we find that it's the Parnasa is being Nimshach, right? That the abundance, right, our Parnasa is being drawn for the whole year through this mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So he says, Al Kein bePesach Nidoinen Al Tefuah. And therefore we find that on Pesach Hashem, right, is bringing a judgment on Tefuah. And what we'd like to suggest here is that what this B'nai Sassler is highlighting regarding the relationship is that it's not just that Hashem on Pesach judges the Tefuah. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing is that when Hashem decides to judge the Tefuah is in a time in that is ro'i for Shefa and Parnasa. And because of the fact, what he's saying, me'achilas matzah nimshach parnasa v'chol hashana, because of the fact, we find that through this, it's drawing down parnasa. This is a time that Hashem says, aha, this is going to be a time that we're going to bring a judgment on the Tefuah. This idea as well, the truth is, it's really hinted to the Sfas Emes. We're going to see the Sfas Emes inside in a second. But the Sfas Emes, before we get there, right, highlights the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that really speaks about this dynamic. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah in Tezayin Amad Aleph, right, brings down Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Veshum Rabbi Akiva Bibnei Ma Amru Torah Hevi'u Omer BePesach. Why is it that we find that also on Pesach, right, we have the carbon Omer, right, that for us nowadays, right, because we're not able to bring the carbon Omer, for us that just means, you know, on the second day of Pesach, you know, really have to realize there's another mitzvah, we have Sefiras Omer coming into place, but really there's a lot of depth to the mitzvah of Omer. We'll see if we have the time to discuss it more within the series. But the Gemara here says, because Pesach is a Zman of Tefuah, and Pesach Zman Tefuah, right? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now Dafka, at this time, Heviyo Lefanai Omer BePesach, Kedei Shetisbarech Lechem Tefuah Shebasatris. That I want you now, Dafka, at this time, to bring the carbon Omer. Why? So that therefore, I'll be able to give you a bracha. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to bring bracha. Right, Nidonin el Tefuah is, I want to bring bracha, and therefore, I'm asking the way that things will be set up is in a way that Hashem says, bring the Omer, so that therefore I'll be able to channel in this bracha. And this is what the Sfas Emes says in Pesach Tafresh Mem Zayin, where he explains, where he says, Isa b'mishnah b'pesach al Tefuah, right, that we just quoted a few seconds ago. What does it mean that on Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this judgment al Tefuah? Right, Heviyah the Fanai Omer she yisparech lechem tefuah shebasadis. Hashem says, "Bring me the Omer, so that therefore I'll be able to channel bracha into the field." So the Sfas Emes says beautifully. He says, "Inyanu ki bnei Yisrael kishiyatu mimitzrayim." Because on Pesach, Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Nasu Kelim Lekabel HaBracha Haba Mishmayim B'Shoresh HaShefa. That Bnei Yisrael, we became the vehicle, we became the vessel, in that which we'll be able to receive the bracha, to be able to receive the blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shoresh HaShefa. What does it mean, B'Shoresh HaShefa? That we'll be able to receive, right, the bracha that Hashem is sending down from its root. So Sfasem is going to explain beautifully. V'chein Nesar HaChomets B'Pesach. We find this halacha we're all familiar with, right? We can't eat chametz on Pesach. What's the idea over here that we can't eat chametz on Pesach? So he says, Shebnei Yisrael mekablin hashefa koydim shenishtala v'mischametz v'mispasha dekam anafim v'aznir kachametz. Because what is one way of looking at what chametz is? Chametz is a manifestation of a bracha that takes place after that bracha that came from Shoresh was already mispashed, it already expanded, it already developed into something else. It was already nishtana, it was already mischametz, it was already mispashed, right? It already changed, right? We know we have the dough, right? And then through the process of something become chametz, it changes into something else. So therefore what the Sfasemis is saying is so beautiful, is that he's saying, we'll just read a couple more lines and then we'll sum this up. He says, "Matzahi hashefa kamoshahi." That when we talk about the difference between chametz and matzah, right, we're going to speak about this, really, this is not a share in chametz and matzah. We're going to have a dedicated share in chametz, a dedicated share in matzah, but just everything is intertwined. So just understand what the Sfasemis is saying over here, connected to the, what the parnasa on Pesach is that he's saying, is that matzah manifests the reality of receiving something kamoshahi, just as it is. Right, it is what you get. It is what it, what's there. You have the dough. You put it in the oven. That's what it is, and that's manifesting bracha that's coming from Shoresh. What's chametz? Chametz is manifesting, receiving bracha that already changed. It already went through a process. It's not receiving bracha from its state of Shoresh. So says the Sfas Emes. What's one understanding of why Bnei Yisrael we're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach? Hear what he's saying. He's saying we can't eat chametz on Pesach, but because the Zman of Pesach, because of the Or of Pesach, is a time in which Hashem wants us to receive the Shefa and the abundance B'Shoresh. He wants us to receive it from its root source. He doesn't want us to receive it after it was Mishtal Shel and it was already changed. So Hashem says, Asur to eat chametz on Pesach, Chevra. On Matzah is a time where Pesach is a time where we want to be able to align ourselves, and we have the ability to because of the fact we went into Mitzrayim, so that we became the vehicle, the kelim that we can receive bracha b'shefa. So Hashem says, for these 7 days where there's this tremendous aura of receiving bracha from a place of its shorish, from its root, therefore eat matzah so that therefore you're able to align yourself in that way. And that's what he goes on to say. He says we find as well kachilas menachos. That when it came to the karbanos, loisav achametz chelkim. So he says that we find right when it comes to karbanos, we're directed what type of lechem was eaten with it. Was it matzah? Right? Was it lechem? So he says that we find this being paralleled as well over here. Right? It's manifesting a spiritual reality. Right, of that which is taking place. So he says, Achilas Bnei Yisrael B'Pesach B'Kedusha. That when it comes to the Achilas of Bnei Yisrael B'Pesach, it's done in a way of Kedusha, very similar to Karbanos. And then he says, the Chayin, Sidra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Din HaTzvua B'Pesach. And this is the key line. This is what we were talking about a few seconds ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesader. That when will the Din of Tzvua be? When will the Din of Tzvua be? Dafka B'Pesach. Because of the fact that the Or of Pesach and through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're able to receive bracha b'shoresh from of that shefa, of that abundance. Hashem says, now is the time I'm going to be give the din of tefuah. So that therefore, as we saw from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, shetesbarich lechem tefuah shebesadus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can give more. So that therefore, the tefuah of this year is going to be blessed because it's coming through Pesach. So beautiful. If Rabbi Kirzi is here, it'd say, Tzvi, stop. And just receive what the Svasim is sharing. Beautiful. Pesach nikre Shabbos k'deisa b'Shabbos Kodesh. We find that Pesach is called Shabbos, just like Shabbos Kodesh. Of course, Svasim is everything is about Shabbos. So just like Shabbos Kodesh, shemis barchim inei kule yoimin umana lo yarad bei. Right, so the Zohar Kodesh, we've spoken about this in the Beis Medrash, where the Zohar Kodesh says that Shabbos is a day that brings bracha to the rest of the week, even though on Shabbos itself the man didn't fall. So he said, "Shorish habracha koydim shemisgashlim." Right, that what is Shabbos? Shabbos is a shorish habracha. It's a shorish habracha before it's brought out into anything which is physical. And therefore, he says, "Kamo kain the Pesach habracha yoredes al kol yimei hashana b'shorish." Svasim says, connection between Pesach and Parnassah. But Pesach, the bracha comes down on the whole year, right? Similar to what we saw from the Bnei Yisachar. It comes down the whole year b'shorish. V'zeh ha'shorish einam yicholin nekabel rak Bnei Yisrael. And to be able to receive this bracha in its state of shorish is only something that Bnei Yisrael can be able to tap into. So what we see over here, the Sfas Emes is explaining, right, in a very beautiful way, right, is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to channel, right, Shefa to us, so therefore Hashem is judging, and Hashem is bringing this judgment dafka on Pesach. Right, the Svas Emes, he opens this up even a step further, a step deeper, connecting, explaining what's really going on, right, between this bracha of Parnacha and Pesach. It's really a deep Torah. We'll have to go through it a little bit quickly now. But we'll see, maybe Bezos Hashem will discuss it when we have Rabbi Gerzi here, because it's touching on Yesodus of the Bria. But just to be able to have a tam, in Tafresh Nun Aleph, the Svas Emes asked this question. He says, Tzvichin lehovin lemach utzurach habracha. Why do we need to have bracha? What's this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing bracha? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in a way in that he created a world and it should produce grain, right? It should produce produce. So the Svas Emes says, Ach ayde chet arishon shenigza arura adama bitzavot ha'chlena v'kotz v'darto tatzmiach. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way, but then there was the chet of Adam arishon, in that, through that chet, the ground, right, the Adama became cursed. And part of that curse is bitzavon tachlena, that through frustration a person should eat, and thorns, and there was a blockage. There was a blockage from that shefa and the bracha being able to come out. Hushin is arv psoilis ayadeh, right, achilas from the etz hadas, tzeivara, and as a result, right, of the chet of Adam Arishon, right, there was a mixture of tov and psoilis. And that caused the blockage of bracha. So here the Svas Emes says, "Achen yitzias Mitzrayim." But what happened on Pesach? Nivaru Bnei Yisrael, that there was this cleansing process of Bnei Yisrael. Uvekoicham nivaru v'chol makom lehotzi apsoilis mesoicha oichel. And because of that cleansing process, right, the Korah Barzel, right, that we went through when we were in Mitzrayim, we received the koiches. So that we, and this is really what our whole our lives are about. What does it mean to be a Yidin? This is the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit, right? That we are able to, and we are sent to be able to remove the psoilis, to take away the psoilis metoicha oichel, to peel away the klipa, to peel away the bad, right? To be able to find the good, to be able to uplift the good. V'hu alechem oini shezachu bnei Yisrael lehoitzi halechem leklala levracha ayideh inoi b'mitzrayim. What does it mean, lechem oini? Right, so one understanding of lechem oini, the Svas Emes says over here, right, the lechem that of affliction, that we were zoicha to the lechem oini of matzah, right, because of the suffering, because of that which we went through in Mitzrayim. The inui of Mitzrayim, that was able to lehoitzi halechem mitklala. It was able to bring out on some level, right, to bring out the lechem that was cursed, that curse that happened as a result of the chait. And he says, what took place in Mitzrayim, because of the inui that we went through, the suffering that we went through, that was mekayim, the suffering of Yitzavon Tochlena. And therefore, as a result of that suffering that took place in Mitzrayim, where we're able to remove a layer of this curse on the land, and therefore we're able to access bracha. And look what he says. He says, Chazal amru lechem oini sha'inin alav devarim. So how is this relevant to us? So it's relevant to us because another pshat, where Chazal were dorish, what's lechem oini, that it's a bread in which many things are said. Haremez should be sipur yitzias Mitzrayim etaktim ata komash shehayu tzrichin oz etakin ha'idei avodah kasha. That which Bnei Yisrael were metaking through being in that suffering, we are able to be metaking, and we are able to achieve that through telling the story of Metzias Mitzrayim, through Lechem Oini, the Lechem that we speak over, is connected to the Lechem Oini, the Lechem of affliction. And therefore, through Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we do, we're able to be metaking that which Bnei Yisrael were metaking through their suffering. And what's the result? Let's see what he says. V'yesh remez chziv. He brings a beautiful remez that he says when it comes to the curse of after the chet of Adam. It says, "Bitzavon tochlena kol yimei chayecha," that you're going to eat this bread, this bitzavon tochlena, in a way of affliction, in a way of sadness. We spoke a lot about this in the Chabur. What is this? But for now, we'll just call it sadness. Okay. Kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. So look what the Sfasema says. He says, V'hocha, and when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, what do we say? Leman tisker, that you should remember, Yom Tzeischa Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. That we should remember, same words, Kol Yimei Chayecha, we should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of our lives. So the Sfasema says, Sha'yedei Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yicholu Nevarer Hartaroivis V'diskos La'aris Etzachayim. That through our Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim and through our Leil Seder, when we're involved in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're involved in this process of taking, of getting rid of the bad, and on some level being able to connect, right, to a light of the Etz HaChaim. Ki acha sheniskal la'adama, yi'efshe l'shos ha'bracha racha b'nei Yisrael. Because after the klala of Adam HaRishon that took place in the beginning of time, the Adama was cursed. So what's the Sfasemis saying? The Sfasemis is saying is, he started off with a question and said, why is it that we need to have bracha? Didn't Hashem create the world in a way of bracha? So he's answering and saying, Hashem did create the world in a way that things should produce, but because of the klala, there was a blockage. And therefore we need to have the bracha to be able to uplift that, so that therefore we're able to receive the shefa and abundance that Hashem wants to give us. How does that take place? Through Pesach. Through Pesach. Because it was through Pesach and it was through us being in Mitzrayim, the Shibud of Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think we could understand perhaps one understanding. When I saw the Sfasemis, we saw that the Bnei Yisachar said that, if you remember what his lashon, he says that through the eating, the Bnei Yisachar says that mechilas mitzah matzah nimshach parnasa, the lechem oini. He says hine achilas matzah lechem oini skula leparnasa. The eating of the matzah is a school for parnasa. One way of understanding this, based off what we see over here from the Sfasemis, right, is that because of the eating of the matzah, right, which is the eating of the matzah, which is a kiyum, right, a kiyum of this lechem oini, that's something which is able to channel in the parnasa because we're able to get rid of that blockage that happened from Chet Adam HaRishon. But B'chomekwe, what we've seen here, and really there's a lot more to share, and as Mr. Shem, we're going to be really rolling it out as we unpackage each topic of Pesach, is that, yes, there's a tremendous connection between Parnassah and Pesach, right? Not just the fact that we have a lot of bills to pay, right? And this is something which the Tzaddikim spoke about. We have a beautiful minhag brought down from Rav Chaim Palagi, right, in Moy the Chochai, that he brings down that there was a minhag, right, Leil Motzi Pesach Noigim L'shtach Shibolim Mevatim Amanichim Gam Shibolis, right, Bereisham, that what they used to do is that Amotzi Pesach, they would take out the wheat and the stalks, right, and they would lay it out in their houses. Now, why did they do that? Meshum De Pesach Nidonim Ala Tua L'siman Atava Sheyeshna Soiva. Because, as we quoted before, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Pesach is a time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is being nidoin ala tvua, and it's simana toiva that we should have a year of abundance. And what we're trying to do as we go through Pesach is that we're trying to connect to this tremendous or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has embedded within the Chag of Parnassah, Right? We know, even from little children, we remember, right? Why is it, right? And you can imagine, right? The first Leil HaSeder, right? The first Leil HaSeder, all the Yidden getting ready to leave Pesach, and Moshe gets up and says, Yidden, no, wait. What do you need to do, everyone? Before you go out, make sure, right? Make sure that you take all your money, right? We know Machas Choshech already, right? That they were already doing the Hachanas for this. You can imagine such a thing. Do you think that's what they were thinking about? Nice jewelry and money. They wanted to get out of Mitzrayim. Either they just wanted to get out of Mitzrayim for the Gashmias reason, for the Ruchnias reason. What is this that we need to go get money? But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very makbid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very makbid, and Moshe Rabbeinu was very makbid to tell them, listen, Chevret, we have something that goes way back to Avram Avinu. For a chush gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to leave Mitzrayim wealthy. So we find as well another deep connection here, right, between Pesach and money, Pesach and geld, right, as well. It's a big topic within itself. Bezus Hashem will touch upon it throughout the series, spoken about it previously within the Chabur, right, that when we look at the story of Pesach, right, the story of Pesach, even before we went out of Mitzrayim, right, we know that Paro, that when he had his approach of how to be able to enslave the Yidden, right, that he did it from a very strategic way, right, taking something called avodah, work, and turning it into avdus. Right, and one of Paro's core strategies on how to be able to break a nation, how to be able to break a person, not just physically, how to be able to break them mentally, how to be able to break them emotionally, right, psychologically, was to be able to take something, right, called work, and to be able to turn it on its head. And therefore we find, once again, embedded into the theme of Pesach, an understanding of work, what work is meant to look like, when work goes wrong, when work starts to become unproductive, and a geula process from being in a bad job, right? I think it was a bad boss and it was a bad job. He ticked off all the boxes of what a bad job is to be there in Mitzrayim. And the geula process of an understanding of what work is meant to be. So we find that from all planes, money perspective, an abundance perspective, a work perspective, we find embedded into this Chag of Pesach. And Be'ezus Hashem, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be doing, once again, not to limit Pesach just to these topics, because Pesach is Ein Sof, Pesach is everything. But for each one of us to be able to go through the process of Hachanas for Pesach and the mitzvahs of Pesach so that we can understand each, right, each one of us, and to be able to bring it down into our Pesach. Just to share a couple of avodas, right? We're going to speak about, as I mentioned, we're going to speak about these more in depth as we go through the Chabur. But just for now, since we spoke about it, we want to be able to end with something practical, right? What we shared here today is that one experience of eating matzah is the experience of connecting to bracha in its shorish. Right? We saw from the Sfas Emes. Therefore, Hashem said, you can't eat chametz. And something that we can do is we sit there, right, on Leil Seder, right, with our matzah, even not just on Leil Seder, the rest might be easier the other nights of Leil Seder. It's hard to do kavanas if you're not doing Seder by yourself and you have other people you have to entertain. But Hashem should give us all siyata d'shmaya to be able to do it even in Leil Seder, right, as we sit there, because obviously that's the greatest night of Pesach, right, that as we sit there with our matzah, right, and we eat our matzah, right, to close your eyes and to be misbrain and to be able to imagine this reality, that what I'm connecting to when I'm eating matzah is I'm connecting to bracha in its shorish. I'm connecting to Ein Sof, right, in its shorish, in a very, very deep and very profound way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is channeling in through me, as we saw from B'nai Yisachar, through the achila of matzah, is channeling shefa and parnasa for the whole entire year. And another avodah that we can also keep in mind, based off of the other Torah we saw from the Sfas Emes, right, is that when it comes to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, obviously there's a very big focus on the Nisim and the Neflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and then the Makos. Right, each family needs to find for themselves, you know, what part of the Haggadah and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to focus on, right, depending on who's there. But one thing we find from the Sfas Emes, and something that really struck me when I was reading this, is that sometimes we can get caught up on the Geula. But we find that it was important to speak also about the Inui. Right? Within the Haggadah, within the text of the Haggadah, right, there's an emphasis to focus on what took place, what was the Inui. And what we see from the Sfas Emes here is that it wasn't just, okay, hechi timtzev, like, okay, let's speak about the suffering so then we can talk about the geula. But we see is that through speaking about the inui, through speaking about the Sapar Yitzias Mitzrayim, talking about what that avoda was that they had, we're connecting to a tikkun, we're connecting to a rectification of what took place thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim, which ultimately was blocking a klala, which comes from the beginning of time, right, from Maaseh Bereishis. So Ezras Hashem, we give a bracha to each one of us, right, that as we journey together, right, that we, each one of us will be able to find that Torah, right, find that angle that you're able to connect to, and as we go through the process of preparing for Pesach, we should do it, right, b'simcha, even we're sitting there at our desks, and we're sitting there taking care of everything we need to recognize, what I'm involved in right now, in my parnasa, and paying my bills, and making sure, you know, I have everything, and being involved in my work, this is deeply connected. I am doing a hachana for Pesach by being involved through this. Each one of us should have an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.